And we're back with more from the National FFA Convention, 98th National. Over 70,000 kids here. Would you believe it? There's over 9,400 FFA chapters here in the United States, Virgin Islands. That's a big, big deal, and the leaders of tomorrow. KMS, Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg, members are with us right now, and we're speaking now with?
Megan Fernholz.
And Megan, who are your parents?
Sean and Kevin Fernholz.
You're a sophomore in high school. Why did you start FFA? What got you going? A friend kind of drug you in, your parents, or was it an instructor?
My sister was big into it, so she kind of got me involved, and we're pretty close, so yeah. It worked.
That's good. I know that we wanted to mention there's one of the members from your chapter getting their American degree.
Madison Anderson, yes.
Yeah, and that's a big deal, so congratulations to her. You're involved in softball also. We were talking before we started recording. What position do you play?
Outfield.
Outfield, KMS. And KMS has had a lot of good softball teams in the past, really good reputation there. And outfield, and are you a bunter? Do much bunting? What do you do when you're up batting?
I hardly ever bunt.
You're swinging away.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's okay. How about in FFA, projects that you've been involved in at all?
I've done science fair the past 2 years and made it to state both times.
What with science fair? So you have a project then that you're doing for science fair?
Not this year, no, but.
Okay. But in the past, how does that, do you a project, you take the project along or you just answer questions? What do you do?
I just answer questions, go off my research I did prior.
All right. Megan, that sounds good. Appreciate your being here. Megan's a sophomore. We'll hear from her more in the future, I'm sure. And next up, we're going to a junior. Her name is?
Bailey Oren.
And your parents are?
Carrie and Dan Oren.
And where do you live?
Kirkhoven.
Right in town?
Yep.
All right. She's here. And you were involved in the science or the agri-science food competition here, but different than your two teammates that we talked to over here before. What's the difference, and explain what you've been involved in?
So they're a team. I do all my science fairs individually, and I've started in seventh grade. And this year, this first year that I made it to nationals with my science fair project, and it's based on how different bacteria is affected by fat and sugar in milk.
Is that all verbal? Is it written presentation? Do you have props along?
So you conduct an experiment and then write a paper, and then at state you do an interview, and they decide your placement based on your paper score and your interview score, and then you can submit it to nationals, where if you get accepted into nationals, you do another interview, and so we'll find out our placing for nationals tonight.
Excellent. Boy, that's exciting for the chapter to go through that and have that going on. You've been over at the Career Expo and the college fair. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, me and my advisor went walking around colleges because I'm a junior this year, and it's start to looking at those things and just looking at all the pre-vet and animal science programs, and yeah.
A lot of good things. You've got a long list of things you're involved in at school. I want to hear a little bit about that.
So I'm primarily in, like, my other thing besides FFA is robotics. And so it's something that's put on by FIRST, where we design a robot to complete a certain task that we get every year. And we have Coder. We use mechanics and creativity. It's a really good use of STEM and science.
You have SALT listed. We're not talking salt and pepper. We're talking SALT. What is that?
It's a student athletic leadership training, and so our school last year, we had a committee where we'd meet with our administration and athletic director to make sure that we're, you know, getting student feedback and just being the best leaders that we can in our school for athletics.
How many years in FFA for you?
I've been in it since eighth grade.
Eighth grade, you're a junior now, a lot still to come. I want to go back to robotics for a second. There is a state competition for robotics also, right?
Yeah, there is. So we had a conference section a few weeks ago in Becker, but we don't really have a state, we have a Worlds. And so if you win a competition during the year, you get to go to Worlds, which is in Texas, and it's teams from all over the world. So China, Africa, the U.S., Europe, wherever. It's really fun.
Bailey, thanks for joining us. Megan, appreciate having you here. Enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up on our broadcast. Kirkhoven, Murdoch, Sundberg, course, Ms. Williamson is the advisor there as well, and our pleasure to talk to these young ladies who are competing here at national competition and also just enjoying what's going on. So talk to Bailey and Megan, Ellie and Courtney. This is Jim Bartles from Indianapolis and the National FFA Convention.